The next word is meth. English. Meth is a natural part of life. Punjabi. Mot zidagi da ik kudakati hissa hai. Breakdown. Mot. Meth. This is the main word. It is a noun. Ksiharindagi. Life. Another noun, the object of the sentence. The. Of. This is a postposition that shows possession. Ik. A slash one. This is an indefinite article. Kudakati. Natural. This is an adjective. It describes the noun. Hissa. Hissa. Part. This is a noun. Hair. Is. This is the copula, or linking verb. It links the subject and predicate. Key concepts. Postpositions. These function like prepositions in English. They show the relationship between words. Copula. The verb to be links the subject of the sentence to the predicate. Definite and indefinite articles. Ik. Is an indefinite article like a or an in English. There is no definite article in Punjabi. Translation. Mot zidagi da ik kudakati hissa hai. Meth is a natural part of life. The next word is improve. English. He improved his writing skills. Punjabi. Usne apni likhai vich sudhar kita. Breakdown. Usne. He, subject pronoun, masculine singular. Apni. His or her, possessive adjective, singular. Likhai. Writing, noun. Vich. In, postposition. Sudhar. Improvement, noun. Kita. Did, past tense verb, masculine singular. Key concepts. Postposition. In Punjabi, postpositions are used to show the relationship between nouns. In this case, which shows that the improvement happened in the writing. Gender agreement. Punjabi verbs and adjectives agree in gender with their subjects. Here, usne is masculine singular, so the verb kita is also masculine singular. Possessive adjectives. Apni is a possessive adjective that indicates ownership. It can mean his or her, depending on the context. English. He improved his writing skills. Punjabi. Usne apni likhai vich sudhar kita. The next word is time. English. Time is precious. Punjabi. Vakat bahut kimati hai. Breakdown. Vakat. Vakat. This is the Punjabi word for time. It is a noun. Bahut. Bahut. This is the Punjabi word for very or much. It is an adverb. Kimati. Kimti. This is the Punjabi word for precious or valuable. It is an adjective. Hai. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is a verb and is in the present tense. Key concepts. Sentence structure. The Punjabi sentence follows the subject verb object SVO structure just like English. Word order. Adjectives generally come before the nouns they modify, just like in English. Agreement. The verb hai agrees with the subject. Vakat. Which is singular. English. Time is precious. Punjabi. Vakotva hut kimotihe. The next word is picture. English. The picture is beautiful. Punjabi. Tasvira sonia. Breakdown. Tasvira. Picture. Sony. Beautiful. Is. Key concepts. Tasvira. Is the singular form of the word, picture. Sony. Is an adjective that describes the picture. Is a present tense form of the verb, to be. English. The picture is beautiful. Punjabi. Tasvira Sony R. The next word is boy. English. The boy is playing in the park. Punjabi. Muda Park Chakidriha hai. Breakdown. Muda. This is the Punjabi word for boy. It is the subject of the sentence. Park. This is the Punjabi word for park. It is the location where the action is taking place. Cha. This is a Punjabi preposition that means in or at. It is used to indicate the location of the boy. Kid. This is the Punjabi word for play. Riha hai. This is a Punjabi verb phrase that means is playing. It is the present continuous tense, indicating that the action is ongoing. The sentence is structured in a subject-verb-object order, which is the common word order in Punjabi. The word hai is a helping verb that makes the verb phrase riha hai grammatically correct. Key concept. The sentence demonstrates the use of the present continuous tense in Punjabi, which is formed by adding the suffix riha hai to the verb stem. English. The boy is playing in the park. Punjabi. Muda park chakid riha hai. The next word is regard. English. He regards her as his daughter. Punjabi. Uhu sunu apani di samajada hai. Breakdown. He. Usanu. Her direct object. Apani. His possessive. Di. Daughter. Samajada. Regards slash considers. Hai. Is. Key concepts. Direct object. Usanu. Is the direct object of the verb. Samajada. It is the person being regarded. Possessive. Apani. Is a possessive adjective, showing that the daughter belongs to him. Present tense. The verb. Samajada. Is in the present tense, indicating a continuous action. English. He regards her as his daughter. Punjabi. Uhu sunu apani di samajada hai. The next word is organization. English. The organization of this project is very important. Punjabi. Is project di sangathan bahut mahatvapurn hai. Breakdown. Is. This demonstrative pronoun. Project. Project, noun. The. Of possessive particle. Sangathan. Organization, noun. Bahut. Very, adverb. Mahatvapurn. Important, adjective. Hai. Is, verb. Key concepts. The use of the possessive particle. The. To indicate that the organization belongs to the project. The use of the adjective. Mahat the Verbuhren. To describe the importance of the organization. English. The organization of this project is very important. Punjabi. Is project the Sangathan Mahutmaha, the Verbuhren hair. The next word is happy. English. I am very happy today. Punjabi. Mahaj Mahut Kushha. Breakdown. Main. I. Aj. Aj. Today. Mahut. Bahut. Very. Kush. Kush. Happy. Ha. Han. Am. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense, indicating a current state of being. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb. The word ha is the present tense conjugation of the verb to be. The word barefoot is an adverb that modifies the adjective kush. Translation: I am very happy today. The next word is couple. English. They are a lovely couple. Punjabi. Uhik sohana jorathan. Breakdown. Uh. They. Subject pronoun. Ik. One. Indefinite article. Sohana. Beautiful. Adjective. Jora. Couple. Noun. Hun. A. Present tense verb, plural. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses the same word order as the English sentence, subject verb object. The use of the indefinite article, ik, is similar to the English article, a, the adjective. Sohana comes before the noun, jora. Just like in English. English. They are a lovely couple. Punjabi. Uhik sohana jorathan. The next word is act. English. She acted like she didn't know him. Punjabi. Uhanej karake dikhaya jive uhanu uhna pata hove. Breakdown. Uhane. She, feminine singular. Age. Like this, in this way, demonstrative pronoun. Karaki. Doing, acting, gerund, used to describe the action. Dikhaya. Showed, acted, past tense of the verb, dikhona. Jive. As if, like. Uhanu. Him, her, object pronoun. Uh. He, she, pronoun. Na. Not, negative particle. Pata. Knowledge, noun. Hove. Be, present tense of, thona, indicating possibility. Key concepts. This sentence uses a common Punjabi construction with jive. Like, to express a comparison, or how someone is behaving. Karaki is a useful gerund that can be used to describe actions and intentions in a sentence. Pay close attention to the use of pronouns. Uhane. She and Uhanu. Him slash her. Translation. She acted like she didn't know him. The next word is range. English. The price range of these shoes is very high. Punjabi. Ifana jutia di kimat da daira bahut ziyada hai. Breakdown. Ifana. These, plural, used to refer to multiple shoes. Jutia. Shoes, plural. The. Of, possessive marker, shows that the price belongs to the shoes. keyword. Price. The of possessive marker shows that the range belongs to the price. The range. Behut. Very. Sihadiada. Hi. He. Is present tense. Key concept. The sentence uses the word Daira to refer to range in Punjabi. It's important to note the use of possessive markers. The and the to show possession. Punjabi. If an Aju Diadi Kimut da Daira Behut Ziada hai. English. The price range of these shoes is very high. The next word is quality. English. The quality of the food is very good. Punjabi. Karani di quality bahut vadiya hai. Breakdown. Karani. This is the Punjabi word for food. It's the object of the sentence, the thing we are talking about. This is the possessive marker, indicating, of the, or, belonging to. Quality. This word is borrowed from English, and is used in Punjabi to mean, quality. Bahut. This means, very, or, a lot. Vadiya. This means, good, or, excellent. Hi. This is the Punjabi verb, to be, in the present tense. So the whole sentence is literally, food of the quality is very good. This is a common way to express quality in Punjabi. It's a good way to remember the word. Quality. As you'll see it used often in this way. English. The quality of the food is very good. Punjabi. Karani di quality bahut vadiya hai. The next word is project. English. The students are working on a project about the history of Punjab. Punjabi. Vidyagati Punjab de itihas bare project de kankarahan. Breakdown. Vidyagati. Vidyarthi. Student, plural. Punjab. 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 The of belonging to. Itihas. Itihas. History. Bari. Bar. About. Project. 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 T. On. Come. Work. Car. Car. Do. Make. Rahe. Ra. Are. Present continuous tense. Hun. Han. Are. Plural. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The word vidyagati is plural and masculine. Therefore, the verb kar takes the masculine plural form karahi. Postposition. The postposition de is used to indicate location, similar to on in English. Translation. The students are working on a project about the history of Punjab. The next word is see. English. I see a book. Punjabi. Makitab vikrihaha. Breakdown. This is the first person singular pronoun meaning I. Kitab. This is the noun meaning book. Vik. This is the verb, to see, in the present continuous tense. The ending. Rihaha. indicates the present continuous tense, and that the action is ongoing. Key concepts. Present continuous tense. This tense is used to describe actions happening at the present moment. It is formed by using the present participle, verb plus ing, and the auxiliary verb, to be. In Punjabi, the present continuous tense is formed by adding rihaha to the verb stem. Pronouns. Pronouns are words that replace nouns to avoid repetition. In this sentence, meh replaces the speaker's name. Memorization tip. Think of the word vik as meaning to look at or to see. The ending rihaha is like saying, I am seeing. The next word is round. English. The round table is in the center of the room. Punjabi. Kamaride vich gol mez hai. Breakdown. Kamare. Kama. This is the word for room, and is in the locative case using the postposition. De. Vich. Vich. This is the postposition used to indicate in, and is in the locative case, because it is describing the location of the table. Ball. Ball. This is the word for round. It is an adjective describing the table. Maze. Maze. This is the word for table. Key concepts. Postpositions are used to express grammatical relations, such as location, time, and possession. In this case, we are using the postposition the to create the locative case. Locative case, this grammatical case is used to indicate location or position. It is often formed by adding a postposition to a noun. This sentence is a great example of the use of postpositions in Punjabi to express location. It is also an excellent way to practice using the locative case. The next word is opportunity. English. This is a great opportunity to learn Punjabi. Punjabi.
Ik Punjabi sikhunda ik vadiya mauka hai.
Breakdown.
Ik this Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Sikhun.
Learning gerund form.
Da. Of. Ik.
A. 1.
Vadiya.
Good, nice.
Mauka.
Opportunity, chance.
Hair.
Is. Key concepts.
The.
Marks possession.
Sikhun.
Is the gerund form of the verb.
Sikhuna.
To learn, and is used here to act as a noun.
Ik.
Is used to introduce the subject of the sentence.
Mauka.
Is a noun meaning opportunity, or chance. English. This is a great opportunity to learn Punjabi. Punjabi.
Ik Punjabi sikhun da ik vadiya mauka hai.
The next word is road. English. We walked down the road. Punjabi.
Asi sarak de duri.
Breakdown.
Asi.
Asi, we, subject pronoun.
Sarak.
Sadak, road, feminine noun.
De.
T, on, postposition used with feminine nouns.
Duri.
Tur, walked, past tense verb, masculine plural, agreeing with the subject. Key concept. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions, like on in English. The postposition
de
t is used for location, and it changes depending on the gender of the noun it modifies. In this case,
sarak.
Sanak is feminine, so we use de. D. Translation. We walk down the road. The next word is accord. English. We are in accord with the decision. Punjabi. Apna faisla nu aasi samati dite haan. Breakdown. Apna. This is a possessive pronoun meaning our or our own. It's used to indicate that the decision belongs to us. Faisla. This word means decision or judgment. Nu. This is a postposition that marks the object of the verb. It's similar to the English, to, or, with. Aasi. This is the first person plural pronoun meaning, we. Samati. This means, agreement, or, accord. Dite. This is the present tense form of the verb, to give. It's used here to indicate that we are giving our agreement. Han. This is the particle that marks the end of a sentence, and indicates a positive statement. It's equivalent to, are, or, do, in English. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns. Apna. Is a possessive pronoun, marking ownership. Postpositions. Nu. Is a postposition, marking the object. Verb conjugation. Dite. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, to give. Sentence structure. Subject. Aasi. Plus verb. Dite. Plus object. Samati. Plus. Nu. Translation. We agree with the decision. The next word is list. English. The list of books is on the table. Punjabi. Kitaban di suchi mein te hai. Kitaban di suchi mein te hai. Breakdown. Kitaban. This is the plural form of the word for book, which is kitab. Di. This is the possessive particle, indicating that the list belongs to the books. Suchai. This is the word for list. Mez. This is the word for table. T. This is the postposition indicating on, and it is attached to the noun. Mez. Hi. This is the verb to be in the present tense. The sentence uses the postposition. T. To indicate location. It also highlights the use of the possessive particle. Di. Which is essential for expressing possession in Punjabi. Remember, Punjabi is an agglutinative language, meaning that words are formed by adding suffixes and prefixes to a root word. This sentence demonstrates how multiple elements are combined to create a complex meaning. The next word is wish. English. I wish I could speak Punjabi fluently. Punjabi. Main chahunga ki main Punjabi bol saka. Breakdown. Main. This is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Chahunga. This is the verb, to wish, in the present tense. It is used to express a desire. Ki. This is a conjunction that introduces a dependent clause. It can be translated as, that. Meh. This is the subject pronoun, meaning, I. Punjabi. This is the noun, Punjabi language. Remember, in Punjabi, the language is always singular. Bol. This is the verb, to speak. Saka. This is the present tense of the modal verb, to be able to. It is used to express ability. Key concepts. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object language. The present tense of the verb, to wish, is
chahudaha.
The modal verb, to be able to, is used to express ability. English. I wish I could speak Punjabi fluently. Punjabi.
Main chahudaha ki main Punjabi bol saka.
The next word is therefore. English. Therefore, the students are going to the library. Punjabi.
Isliye, vidyarthi library ja rahe.
Breakdown.
Is this liye? For, because of this. Vidyarthi.
Student, plural.
Library.
Library.
Ja.
Go.
Ra.
Are, present continuous, masculine plural.
Ni.
Nay, masculine plural, subject marker. Key concepts.
Is.
Colon, this is a demonstrative pronoun, referring to the previous statement, or context.
Liye.
Colon, this is a conjunction that shows cause and effect, similar to, therefore, or, so.
Ni.
Colon, this is a subject marker that helps determine the grammatical subject of the sentence. Here it tells us that the subject is plural and masculine.
Ra.
Colon, this is the present continuous tense, indicating that the action is ongoing. English. Therefore, the students are going to the library. Punjabi.
Is liye, vidyarthi library ja rahe.
The next word is wear. English. He wears a blue shirt. Punjabi.
Oh, neeli kameez pauda hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He slash she slash it, pronoun, subject of the sentence.
Neely.
Neely. Blue, adjective, modifies the noun, shirt.
Kameez.
Kameez. Shirt, noun, object of the verb, wears.
Powder hair.
Ponder high. Wears, verb. Present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, verbs and adjectives agree with the gender of the noun they modify. Since
kameez
is masculine, the verb
pauda hai
is also in the masculine form. Tense, the verb
pauda hai
indicates that the action happens regularly. Present tense. English. He wears a blue shirt. Punjabi.
Oh, neeli kameez pauda hai.
The next word is fund. English. He funded the project. Punjabi.
Usne project nu fund ditta.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This translates to he or she in English and is the subject of the sentence. It is the third person singular pronoun in the past tense.
Project.
This translates to project in English and is the direct object of the verb.
Nu.
This is the preposition to in English and indicates the direction of the action. It is used before the direct object in Punjabi.
Fund.
This translates to fund in English and is the verb in the sentence. It is in the past tense.
Ditta.
This translates to gave in English and is the past tense of the verb. Key concepts. Subject verb object, SVO, order is commonly used in Punjabi sentences, similar to English. However, Punjabi uses postpositions, which function similarly to prepositions in English. Punjabi has a rich system of conjugations, and the verb forms change based on the tense and person. English. He funded the project. Punjabi. Usne project nu fund dita. The next word is rest. English. He rests at home. Punjabi. Ukari aram karda hai. Breakdown. He, masculine singular pronoun. Curry. At home, a common variation of cur. Meaning home, used when speaking about being at home. Aram. Rest. Karada. Does, present tense, masculine singular. He. Is, present tense, singular. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses the verb karada. Does, with the noun aram. Rest, to express the action of resting. He. Is a common auxiliary verb used in Punjabi to form present tense statements. Translation. He rests at home. The next word is what? English. What is your name? Punjabi. Tuhada naam kai hai. Breakdown. Tuhada. This is the polite form of your, used to show respect. It is derived from up, you, and ada, your naam. This means name. Kai. This is a conjunction similar to what in English and indicates a question. Hi. This is the present tense of the verb to be, similar to is or are in English. Key concepts. This sentence uses the polite form tuhada to address the listener with respect. The question word kai is used to form a question. The sentence structure follows the subject-verb-object pattern. English. What is your name? Punjabi. Tuhada naam kai hai. The next word is kid. English. The child is playing in the park. Punjabi. Bacha park vich kid reha hai. Breakdown. Bacha. Bacha. Means child. Park. Park. Means park. Vich. Vich. Means in. Kid. Ked. Means play. Reha hai. Reha hai. Means, is playing, present continuous tense. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is generally subject-object-verb, SOV. The use of the present continuous tense is formed with the verb, to be, high, and the present participle of the main verb, ked. Remember, in Punjabi, the ending of the word can change depending on its grammatical function in the sentence. For example, bacha changes to bachi if it is in the plural form. The next word is industry. English. The industry is thriving in Punjab. Punjabi. Punjab vich udyog pul reha hai. Breakdown. Punjab. This is the word for Punjab, the state in India. It is the subject of the sentence. Vich. This is a preposition that means in. It connects the state of Punjab to the next part of the sentence. Udyog. This word means industry. It is the object of the sentence. Pool. This word means to flourish, to thrive. It is the verb and the action of the sentence. Reha. This is the present continuous tense of the verb, to be, in Punjabi. It is used to show that the action is ongoing. Hair. This is the Punjabi word for is, which is used to show that the statement is in the present tense. It is the auxiliary verb in this sentence, indicating the present tense. Key concepts. Punjabi word order. The subject comes before the object in Punjabi. The Punjabi word vich is a key preposition that connects the subject and the object. The present continuous tense is formed by adding reha to the verb stem in Punjabi. English. The industry is thriving in Punjab. Punjabi. Punjab vich udyog pul reha hai. The next word is education. English. Education is the key to a better future. Punjabi. Sikhya ek change pavik di chabi hai. Breakdown. Sikhya. Sikhya. Education, learning. Ek. Ek. A. One. Change. Change. Good. Pavik. Bavish. Future. The. Of. Belonging to. Chabi. Chabai. Ki. He. Hi. Is. Key concepts. The is used to show possession in Punjabi. It is similar to using of or s in English. He is used to indicate present tense. It is similar to using is or am in English. Translation. Education is the key to a better future. The next word is measure. English. We measure the cloth with a tape measure. Usi kapre nu tape nal mapa deha. Punjabi. Usi kapre nu tape nal mapa deha. Breakdown. Usi. Usi akarik icharik. We. Kapre. Kapre. Kuriki Punjabi e. Cloth. Nu. Nu a kuriki charik. To, towards, at. Tip. A kuriki chedi ep. Tape. Nal. Now. With. Mapade. Mapade. Measure, present continuous tense. Ha. Ha a kurik e charik. A present tense. Key concepts. The word. Nu. Nu a kurik e charik. Is used to indicate the object being measured, in this case the cloth. The word. Nal. Now. Means, with, and is used to indicate the tool used for measuring, which is the tape measure. The verb. Mapade. Mapade. Is in the present continuous tense, indicating an ongoing action. This example highlights how Punjabi incorporates the tool used for the action, in this case the tape measure. The next word is kill. English. He killed the lion. Punjabi. Usne shernu mardita. Breakdown. Us. He. Him. Masculine singular pronoun. Ne. Has. Have. By. Postposition indicating the doer of the action. Sher. Lion. Nu. To, for, object marker. Ma. To kill, verb stem. Dita. Gave, past tense of the verb. Dena. To give. The verb madita is a common Punjabi construction used to express past tense. The verb vena is often used in this way to denote a completed action. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in Punjabi, with a subject, he, and a verb, killed. The object, the lion, is marked by the postposition. Nu. Key concepts. Pronouns. Us is a masculine singular pronoun, used to refer to a male person. Postpositions. Ni and nu are postpositions, which are similar to prepositions in English. They indicate the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. Verb forms. Madita is a past tense verb form, which is formed by combining the verb stem with the past tense marker. Dita. English. He killed the lion. Punjabi. Asni shernu madita. The next word is serve. English. The waiter served us delicious food. Punjabi. Waiter ne sanu suadala khana parosia. Breakdown. Waiter. Waiter, masculine. Ne. This is a postposition that indicates the subject of the verb. It is often used with the third person singular. It's similar to by in English. Sanu. Us, to us, indirect object marker. Suadala. Delicious. Khana. Food. Parosia. Served, the past tense of the verb. Parosona. Key concepts. Ne is a postposition that marks the subject of the verb. The structure of the sentence is similar to English. English. The waiter served us delicious food. Punjabi. Waiter ne sanu suadala khana parosia. The next word is likely. English. It is likely that he will come tomorrow. Punjabi. Kaluhauna sanbhavhe. Breakdown. Kal. Kal, tomorrow. He. Auna. Auna, to come. Sanbhav. Sambhav, possible, likely. He. Hi, is. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, to be. He. Hi, and the future tense of the verb, to come. Auna. Auna, to express that something is likely to occur. The word, likely, is translated as. Sanbhav. Sambhav. Remember that the word order in Punjabi can be quite flexible. While the most common word order for a simple sentence is subject-verb-object, the subject can also be placed at the end. The next word is certainly. Please provide an English word. I'm ready to craft a Punjabi sentence for you. The next word is national. English. This is a national park. Punjabi. Hi, E, Hi, Ek, Hi, Rashtriya, Hi, Adyan, Hi. Hi, breakdown. Hi, E, Hi, This, Hi, Ek, Hi, singular indefinite article. Hi, Rashtriya, Hi, national, adjective. Hi, Adyan, Hi, park, noun. Hi, is. Key concepts. Gender. Hi, Adyan, Hi, is a masculine noun. Word order. The adjective, Hi, Rashtriya, Hi, precedes the noun it modifies. Hi, Adyan, Hi, sentence structure. This sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure, but the subject, Hi, E, Hi, is implied. English. This is a national park. Punjabi. Hi, E, Hi, Ek, Hi, Rashtriya, Hi, Adyan, Hi. The next word is itself. English. The book itself is very interesting. Punjabi. Kitab apne aap chabahut dilchasp hai. Breakdown. Kitab means book. Apne aap means itself. Cha is a shortened form of vich, meaning in or within. Bahut means very. Dilchasp means interesting. Ha is the present tense conjugation of to be in Punjabi, meaning is. Key concepts. Apne aap is a reflexive pronoun in Punjabi, meaning itself or himself slash herself. Cha is a common postposition in Punjabi, meaning in, within, or among. English, the book itself is very interesting. Punjabi. Kitab apne aap chabahut dilchasp hai. The next word is up. English. He got up early. Punjabi. Uth savere jaldi uthya. Breakdown. Uth. He, pronoun. Savere. In the morning, adverbial phrase. Jaldi. Early, adverb. Uthya. Got up, verb. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a subject-verb-object-word order, similar to English. Adverbs modify verbs, describing how, when, where, or to what extent an action is performed. Adverbial phrases often specify time. Uthya is the past tense of uthna. To get up. This sentence demonstrates a simple past tense structure in Punjabi, emphasizing the action of getting up early in the morning. The next word is teach. English. The teacher teaches us Punjabi. Punjabi. Adhyapaka sanu Punjabi sikhaunda hai. Breakdown. Adhyapak. Teacher. Asanu. Us, plural. It is the object of the verb. Sikhaunda. Which means, teaches. The verb. Sikhaunda. Is an example of the present continuous tense, used for ongoing actions. Punjabi. Punjabi language. Sikhaunda. Teaches. It is in the present continuous tense. Hi. Is, it is a helping verb that indicates the present continuous tense. Note, the sentence structure is subject-verb-object. English, the teacher teaches us Punjabi. Punjabi. Adhyapaka sanu Punjabi sikhaunda hai. The next word is security. English, the security guard is on duty at the gate. Punjabi. Gate, de surakhya guard duty, de hai. Breakdown. Gate equals gate. De equals on. Surakhya equals security. Guard equals guard. Duty equals duty. De equals on. Hair equals is. Key concepts. De is a postposition meaning on or at. It is used to indicate location. Hair is a verb meaning is. It is used to describe a state of being. English, the security guard is on duty at the gate. Punjabi. Gate. De surakhya guard duty, de hai. The next word is air. English. The air is fresh today. Punjabi. Aj hawa tazi hai. Breakdown. Aj. Colon, today, this is a common word, and easy to remember as it's similar to aj in Hindi. Hawa. Colon, air, this is a very common word, and sounds similar to hawa in Hindi. Tazi. Colon, fresh, this is a common word, and similar to taza in Hindi. High. Colon, is, this is a common word, and similar to high in Hindi. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses the structure of subject-verb-adjective. Hawa is the subject, hai is the verb, and tazi is the adjective modifying hawa. Translation. The air is fresh today. The next word is benefit. English. This is a great benefit for the whole community. Punjabi. It's a mooche pai chari lai vada lab hai. Breakdown. If this samuche whole slash entire pai chari community lai for vada big slash great lab benefit hai is key concepts. Lai is a postposition that can mean for, but also to, depending on the context. Vada is a very common adjective meaning big or great. It is important to remember that in Punjabi adjectives usually come after the noun. The next word is trade. English. They traded their old car for a new one. Punjabi. Upanane apani putani kar iknavi kar de badale vich ditti. Breakdown. Upana. Ne, plural subject. Ne. Ni, postposition marking the subject of a transitive verb. Apani. Ne, possessive adjective. Purani. Old adjective. Car. Car, noun. Ik. One, indefinite article. Navi. New adjective. Car. Car, noun. De. Of slash from, postposition. Badali. In exchange, postposition. Vich. To sell, verb. Ditti. Gave, past tense of. Dena. To give. Key concepts. The use of the postposition. Ne. To mark the subject of the verb. The use of possessive adjectives like. Apani. To indicate possession. The postposition. De. Used to show ownership, or source. The use of the postposition. Badali. To indicate exchange. This sentence showcases a common Punjabi grammatical structure. The sentence structure follows subject-verb-object order, and uses postpositions to indicate relationships between words. The next word is risk. English. He took a risk by investing in that company. Punjabi. Us neo high company which invest car risk layer. Breakdown. Us ne. He slash she slash it, pronoun. Oh high. That, demonstrative pronoun. Company. Company, noun. Which. In, preposition. Invest. To invest, verb. Kark. By doing, postposition. Risk. Risk, noun. Layer. Took, verb. Key concepts. Which. Is a preposition that signifies location, similar to, in English. Kark. is a postposition that indicates the means or way something is done. English: he took a risk by investing in that company. Punjabi: Asniyo hai company which invest kaat risk liya. The next word is news. English: the news is good today. Punjabi: Aaj de kaabar vadiya hai. Breakdown: Aaj. This word means today in Punjabi. It is a common word used often. De: this is the possessive marker for of. So, aaj de means of today. Kaabar: this means news. This is an important word to know when learning Punjabi. Vadiya: this means good. This is another commonly used word in Punjabi. Hai: this is the present tense form of the verb to be. It means is. This is another important verb to know for Punjabi. Memorization tips: aaj is a common Punjabi word meaning today. De is the possessive marker for of, used with singular nouns. Kaabar means news. Vadiya means good. Hai is the present tense of to be, meaning is. English: the news is good today. Punjabi: Aaj de kaabar vadiya hai.